comes from his friends, here should be a special schus from Moshe ben Peshadin and Simcha ben Echagitel. The Rambam, in the 10th parak of Oskalim Alach Chavtes, tells us that if somebody sees his friend walking with shatnez, even if this person is walking down the street, he has to jump and rip it off, because Kavod HaBrius is not doche, and Isser Los is same in Atar, shatnez and Isser Los, so we don't care about the Kavod HaBrius. Asks the Rambam, so why by Shavas Aveda do we say Zakan Vein Elifi Chavodo, and he doesn't have to return the Aveda in Bnei Kavod HaBrius? Answers the Rambam, because the Lav Shel Mamon, Lav Shel Mamon, Kavod HaBrius is doche. And why do we say by Tumas Meis Kavod HaBrius is doche? Because if somebody has, he's going to Shechtas Korban Pesach or circumcise his son, the din is that he's metame the Meis Mitzvah, even though that means pushing off the Korban Pesach L'Milas HaBen. Answers the Gemara, answers the Rambam, because we have a pasuk, v'lachoso, like the Gemara says, v'lachoso udeinu metame, that he's not become, doesn't become tame to his sister. That's what the pasuk is talking about, a nazir. He doesn't become into his sister, but when it comes to a meis mitzvah who has nobody to bury him, so he should become tame. Even if he's not a nazir, even if it means not bringing the Korban Pesach. So we have a pasuk to tell us that by Tumas Meis, Kavod HaBrius is doche a mitzvah, and by Shabbos Aveda. But otherwise, Kavod HaBrius isn't doche. Ayin Shem Barambam. And this is from the Moran Brachas, Daf Yotes, Rav Yehuda Marav, Hamotzei Kalayim. Somebody finds Kalayim, he rips it off even in the marketplace. Why? Because ain't Tvuna Chachma, ain't Tvuna Ben Ethel, and I get Hashem. There's no Chachmas when it comes to Tvar Hashem, he has to rip off the Kalayim. Frek the Gemara from Vesalamta, Zakim Ben Elifi Chavodo is Pater Me Hashem Aveda. Sometimes he's allowed to hide his eyes from it. Answers the Gemara, Yisur Manalei Alfinan. You don't learn Isser from Mammon. Isser, we don't care about Kavod HaBrius. You have to not be over the Isser. By Mammon, we're concerned with Kavod HaBrius. So since by Mammon, we're concerned with Kavod HaBrius, the Kavod HaBrius is Dochem Mammon, and therefore he doesn't have to return the object. That's the Rambam says, that it's a lav of Mammon. The Gemara also asks about somebody who's going to Shechtas Pesach and Bimala's son. And then it says, Lachoso, the Nazir is not Metame Lachoso, but a person is Metame Lemeis Mitzvah. And then the Gemara continues, it says, V'ligmor mina, why don't we learn from Lachoso that Kavod HaBrius is Doche and Mitzvah Lo Seish HaBetorah? In other words, it says Lachoso, that teaches us Kavod HaMeis is Doche the Mitzvah. So why don't we learn that as a rule, that Kavod HaMeis is always Doche the Mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, no, you can't learn from there that Kavod HaMeis is Doche Mitzvahs, because Sheva Al Tase Shiny. Sheva Al Tase, that's considered a Sheva Al Tase. Not circumcising your son, or sacrificing his Korban Pesach, it's called a Sheva Al Tase, you can't learn from there. Tumim, Simon Chofches, asked in the Rambam, who omitted the Kash of the Gemara and the Teretz. What was the Gemara's conclusion? The Gemara's conclusion was that when it's allowed to be mevatel mitzvah min hatorah b'nei kavod HaBrius, when he's not okar b'yadayim, when he just does it passively, when he's osek b'kvuras meis mitzvah, and the mitzvah of milas b'no or shechitas pesach is going to be misbattled automatically, Only then we say that Kavod HaBrius is Doche. But otherwise, Kavod HaBrius is not Doche. It's only Doche if the mitzvah is going to be nullified actively. And here, it's going to be passive because he's going to be busy doing something else, or he's going to come tummy, can't bring the Korban Pesach. So that's called Shei Baal Taisa. So why does the Rambam not mention that? And the Tumim says, Shekemat Nilu Kol Anshei Chai Limtso Yedeim V'Herich L'Yashiv Difer Rambam. He says a lot of great people tried their hardest and weren't successful always being Miyashiv the Rambam. And he was Ma'arich to be Miyashiv. Also, we have to mind what the Rambam says, that a roa kalaim al chavera poshto. So, why does the Rambam write this din if he sees it on his friend? According to our gears in the Gemara, it says if you find it on your own garments, it's on the lovesh. Omemela, everybody else has to tap me din afrishim esura. But it's really a din on the lovesh. The Rambam brings the whole din on the roa's chavera. The Tumim already noted this. The Beis Yosef in Yerodea Shin Gimel says the Rambam had a different girsa, that it's Roa al Chavero. And the question then is, if that's true, then why did the Gemara bring this case of seeing it on somebody else? Why not just say Pashim? It's on you. Normally you have your own din of Mimele, you have a din of a Frishim Esur. Why does it start telling you that it's already on your friend, according to the Rambam's Girsa? The Rosh in the ninth parak of Nida, B'dinei Kalayim, argues the Rambam, and he writes, if you see Kalayim Shel Torah Chavero, Im Alove Shogeg, Eino Chayv Lo Diav Lo Lekar Me'alav. And the Rosh says, in the Rambam's case, you don't have to rip it off him. If he's shogeg, you don't have to rip it off him. The Gedolei Achronim already marich in the Smachlokes, in the Rambam and the Rosh. No, the Behuda Madura Kamarachain Simon Lamedei Shagasai Simon Elches. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Gimel passings like the Rambam, that you do rip it off. The Ramah says that if the Lovesh was Shogeg, you don't have to tell him in the Shuk. Kavod HaBrius Yishtok, Fali Yifrishenu Mishogeg. In other words, he passes like the Rush. That the person's Shogeg, you don't have to rip it off him. But Pedas HaRambam, when the Lovesh is Shogeg, you have to be Mafrishim Yisr. Chen Mavur Mistimus Divrei HaRambam. Pashtus in the Rambam. So what's the Machlokus in the Rush in the Rambam? Rosh says b'shogeg, you don't have to be mafreshim miyaser. The Rambam says b'shogeg, you do have to be mafreshim miyaser. So Rebbe Ofer Varsky Shlita in his Bat Kodesh in Sanhedrin Simas Samach answers as follows: that the Rambam explains the Gemara differently than we learn the Gemara, and the Rambam didn't omit anything in the Gemara. The Gemara answers Shev Al Tasa Shaini. Rashi says, and other Rishonim as well, that in Din Kavod HaBrius we learn that even though it's not the Doches Surei Torah B'kum V'asei, nevertheless from Belachosa we learn that Shei Baal Taisa Shaini, and we don't have to be over on Divrei Torah B'kum V'asei, just B'Shei Baal Taisa, that's enough to allow for Kavod HaBrius, and therefore a person is Mevatel Pesach U'Milah B'Shvul Meis Mitzvah. And the Yisur Kalayim is considered a Kum V'asei. Why? Because originally he wore the garment. So when he put it on, it was kum vaseh, that's considered kum vaseh kalayim, and therefore you're allowed to miss out on the mitzvah of Pesach and Mila b'shei baal tase by being osek in the meis mitzvah. In other words, you're allowed to be osek in the kavod HaBrius if the mitzvah is going to be nidche b'shei baal tase. But when it comes to Kalayim, Kalayim there's no excuse. Kalayim the person has to rip off, because that's kum vaseh, because he put it on b'maisa. He did a maisa when he put it on. It's active. And the Rishonim already explaining the sugi there, that this inyan, she'eno poshto, not taking it off, is still considered kumvase, because the original levisha was kumvase. Since the original levisha was kumvase, therefore not taking it off, even afterwards, you go back to the original ma'aser, relates to the original ma'aser, that's considered kumvase, and therefore kavod abrios is not a factor. A person has to rip it off. It's considered kumvase. However, it would appear b'das haRambam that he didn't learn the Gemara this way. The Tosim of Mitzia, the Flamen of Beis, the Ramas Chalela asks, why don't we need a pasuk of Vissalam to the Pater Azak and Venel Fichavodo from a Shabbos Aveda? Why don't we learn Velachoso? In other words, his kasha is that it's a Sheval Taisem. So just learn from Velachoso that the Nazir is not Tamir Achoso, but for a Meis Mitzvah, one could become Tameh and miss out on Bris Mila or Karban Pesach. Why? Because only Sheval Taisis is so too. If he doesn't return the Aveda, Sheval Taisis should be enough. Because we have a rule, B'chol HaTar Kula, V'tocha Kavod HaBriya Surah Torah, Sheval Taisis. So asks Tosfos, answers Tosfos, that there's a chilek between a G'nai Gadol and a G'nai Katan. Meis Mitzvah and Kalayim, Meis Mitzvah and Kalayim are G'nai Gadol. It's a big disgrace. And there are two dinim. If it's a G'nai Gadol, what do we say? That Kavod HaBriyos is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula B'Sheval Taseh. So therefore the Meis Mitzvah, which is only a Sheval Taseh, by not bringing his Karban Pesach, and it's a G'nai Gadol, so the Kavod HaBriyos is Docha. He has to bury the dead, and he doesn't have to do the Mitzvah, because that's a G'nai Gadol. When it's a G'nai Katan, and it's not Docha Kol HaTorah Kula, it's only Docha Shabbos Aveda, which is Mammon, or anything else that's Mammon, like it says there in the Gemara and Brachas. So you need Vissalamta to Pater Azaka and Vein Lefi Chavodu Me Shabbos Aveda, because to say that it's Sheval Tais is not enough, because only a G'nai Katan. Since only a G'nai Katan, so the Kavod HaBriyos isn't Docha. Even V'Sheval Taisa. So therefore you have to come on to the Pasuk of V'Salamta Mehem. Now we can be Medaktik B'Das, and that's Tosis. We can be Medaktik B'Das HaRambam, who writes, V'lo Menitcha B'Shavas Aveda B'nei Shulav Shel Mammon. The Rambam says, why are we doche Hashavas Aveda? Because it's a lav of mammon, and therefore you don't have to do it. You can be the zaka ben el fichavod doesn't have to return it because of kavod abrius. Why was he nokate a lav? Hashavas Aveda is also an essay. Why does he say lav shel mammon? What's it nogeh to us? Dinei Hashavas Aveda, if it's an essay or a lav. Agav, the Rambam writes in Ochus Gzeila Baveda, if somebody sees an Aveda, he doesn't return it. He's over an essay and a loss essay, not like Tosis in the rush there. In the Gemara. So why does the Rambam come into with Nechnas Lainyan, whether it's an essay or a loss essay? The Rambam says a laugh. First of all, it's an essay also. Second of all, Mazeh Hashuv. So therefore, it would appear Lehejia that the Rambam explained the Gemara Sheva Taisa Shaini to mean that the chilek is bein mitzvahs asay le'iser lo sasay. We're not talking b'chlal if it's kum v'asay or shev v'al taisa. Rather, the ikar is it we're dealing with a mitzvahs asay or an iser lo sasay. From Pesach and Mila we learn that kavod abrius is doche a mitzvahs essay, because Pesach and Mila are mitzvahs essay, and the Kavod HaBriyos of burying the dead is doche. So you could be doche the mitzvahs essay. And we we can't learn Kalayim because Kalayim is an Isser Lav. Kalayim is a Losa Say. So don't tell me Kavod HaBriach is Docha. Kavod HaBriach is Docha the Losa Say. It's not. It's only Docha the Asay. The Lashon of the Rambam is She'en Kavod HaBriach is Docha Isser Losa Say on Mefurish B'Torah. It's not Docha Losa Say, but it's Docha Nasay. So it emerges according to this. The Rambam didn't know about the Gemara at all. He wrote it from the get-go, from the outset. The Rambam wrote it right at the beginning. He writes, this whole din is only legabei yisurei lo sasei, that this whole din that kavod habrias isn't doche is only talking about a lo sasei, not an asei. And you can't compare it to Pesach and Milah, which is a bitul mitzvah sasei. That's what the Gemara means. Gemara says in the Ligmor Minei, no, Sheva Taisa Shiny. Sheva Taisa Shiny means that it's only a mitzvah sasei. You're just not doing a mitzvah sasei. So therefore, that's beseder. There, Kavod HaBriach is doche. But not if there would be a lo sasei. And apparently the Rambam learned this way because he wanted to be Miyashiv Krishna Tosis, Lamali Kwa Vusalamta. Why didn't he say the Pasuk Vusalamta? Just tell me, Pashut, that Kavod HaBriach, as long as it's a Losa Say, Kavod HaBriach is Doche. So why by Shabbos Aveda do I have to come on to the fact that you need to come on to the Pasuk? Just tell me simply, like Tosis was asking, that it's Sheva Al Taisa, and therefore Kavod HaBriach is Doche. And just like we see by the din of Karban Pesach and Mila. So Tosfos says a huge chiddush. The machalik between a gnai gadol and a gnai katan. If it's a gnai gadol, then we say that kavod habriach is doche. But if it's a gnai katan, like a shavas aveda, kavod habriach is not doche automatically. You need a pasuk. Gnai katan, you need a pasuk. That's Tosfos' teretz. Aber זה לא כתוב בגמרא. לא רק שזה לא כתוב בגמרא, obviously, there's even no remez in the Gemara, but the Rambam doesn't mention this at all. But so the Rambam, l'shitaso, was miyashiv this kasha b'pashtus. Sherei gabei ha-shavas ha-veda, there's also a lav of l'sucha l'sa'alem. And with regard to this, even though it's a Sheva Al Taisa, Hashavas Aveda is Sheva Al Taisa, not returning the lost object, nevertheless, it's not Docha Kavod HaBriach. Nevertheless, there's no din that Kavod HaBriach is Docha. Because one is Kavod HaBriach is Docha only Mitzvah Sasei, not Mitzvah Lissasei. And therefore, you need the Pasuk of Vissalamta to tell you that there's a special p'tur of Kavod HaBriach by Hashavas Aveda. Because the Rambam, Gevaldik, is learning the Gemara completely differently than you learn the Pashtus, like you learn like Rashi and like Tosis. That according to the Rambam, the chilik is between essays and lost essays. And the reason you need to come on to Vissalamta is because Hashavas Aveda is a losa say, and Kavod HaBriach isn't Doche, and therefore you need a special pasuk to tell you. despite the fact that Kavod HaBris and Tzedakah lo says, but here it is. And that's why you have a pasuk. Umeduktok heitev loshen Rambam. He writes, "V'lamin itcha me'ashev aved menishu lav shel mamen." You know why it's Tzedakah Shavas Aveda? Because the lav of mamen. Because the whole kashas is because it's a lav. Because the mitzvah is essay. Because the mitzvah's essay is already nitche. Why is the mitzvah's essay of a Shavas Aveda nitche like the Rambam holds the mitzvah's essay? And the reason it's nitche is because Pashut Kavod HaBris is Docha essays. Yeah, but they're still alive. What are you going to do with the lav? So that's why the Gemara brings the pasuk, V'salamdaman. Then the Gemara asks, "Ligmar mina, why don't we learn from there? That it's docha all lavs?" The answer is, "Isura mana lo yofina, it's mamon." That's what the Rambam says, "Bnei shu lav shel mamon." Since it's mamon, it's docha. Mamon, you could be more makel. Mamon is kalmei isura, like Rashi says. And that's the p'tur of Zag v'shein ofi v'kvodo. Mitzvah v'lav and shel mamon. Ulefi dvareinu. We have enough gemina l'dino l'das ha-rambam. The nafkamina would be, according to the Rambam, if a person would have to be mizbazeh al-yidei hashbasas chometz b'pesach. A person wants to be mashbisas chometz on Pesach. And by being mashbisas chometz on Pesach, there's going to be a bizayon. So, Ashbasas Chametz is also an Indian of Loya Bal Yerah. It's a laugh. So, if you hold that it's Sheval Taisa's Doche, if it's Sheval Taisa, the Kavod HaBris is Doche, then he wouldn't have to do it. He could just not be Mashbasas Chametz. But if you hold, like the Rambam, that it's a difference between a say and a la and a losa say, here it's a losa say, so he has to be mizbazit. Kavod HaBris isn't tochet. So now it appears phallus that's why the Rambam says that this is talking about a din of roa kalayim al chavero. Somebody sees the kalayim on his friend, and not that he's wearing it himself. Because here there's a chiddush ladina, and it's tali b'shitaso b'feirush ha-gemara. Because the ikar svar b'das ha-rosh, that you don't have to be mafresh chavero me'isr kalayim b'shogeg, the achronim right, like those of you and others, that it's because of the gabeha mafresh, the person being mafresh him is sheval taisa, and memela kavod HaBris is doche, because he's sheval taisa. And we have to say that even though the gabeha lovesh, it's kumvase, and there's no tachi of kavod HaBris, memela he should have to be mafresh him. Nevertheless, we can say that the ikar din of kavod HaBris is shakul keneged isurei Torah. And memela, you say, shave al taisa, don't do anything. In other words, you have in one hand the Kavod HaBris, which would be docha, because only shave al taisa. And then you have the fact that the wearer is kumvase. But so you have the Kavod HaBris, which is docha, and then you have the kumvase, which is not docha. So you have the Malvish's, the Roez Kavod HaBris, which is Doche, that he has to be Mechabed HaBris, and you have the wearer, who's Kumvase, so it should be ripped off. So they're equal. They're Shakul. So what do we tell you? Sheva al Taisa. That's what Rabbi Chanan writes. Kovitz Biur Mesechus Gidden, Os Chavav. That mitzvah and kavod are two dvarim asosrim, two contradictory things. And therefore, sheva al taisa adif. Do nothing. So, memela, The gabe the lovesh, if he would know he's wearing kalaim, he has to rip it off because he's kumfas se. But the gabe the love, the roe, he's shei bal taisa. The roe is passive. He's just sees a person doing an avera, and he's refraining from stopping him. So he doesn't have to be mafresh him. He could just be Sheva al Tasa because his Kavod HaBrius wins out. The Kavod HaBrius of the Roe beats out the Isser Kalayim B'kum Vaseh of the Lovesh. So that is all L'shitas HaRosh. However, wait, we'll get to the Rambam in a minute. Now, why is the Rosh Machalik between Shogeg and Mezid? The Rosh says, if the Lovish is Shogeg, you're not Mafresh. Because again, the Kavod HaBrius of the person seeing it says not to rip it off. And the Lovish is a Kumvaseh, is supposed to, yes, rip it off. So the Kavod HaBrius wins out. But that's only B'Shogeg, but not B'Mezid. So it doesn't have seen Shogeg and Mezid. So we have to say that Mezid, since the Lovesh knows and he's chayv to be poshet, when he's not, he's a Rasha. Mutar gam lakosa lamono miyasa miyasar. He'll not even beat him up. In theory, this Rasha to stop him from doing an Isser. So the male is no union of Kavod HaBrius. If it's mutar lakosa, you see there's no union of Kavod HaBrius. So the male, he has to rip it off. Shogeg is not a Rasha. There is an union of Kavod HaBrius. And Memela, the Kavod HaBrius, beats out the fact that the Lovish is Kumvaseh, because it's 50-50, so we tell the person who sees it, Sheval Taisadiv. That's all, that's a Rosh. Aval Rambam Lashitaso, he says that it's not Tolein Sheval Taisa. The Chilik is Bein Lav Vaseh. Harei Mimele, it's not Tala at all in the din of the Mafresh. It's not Talui in the din of the person who's being Mafresh Meisir. Even though he also has a mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? His mitzvah is Lafrusha Meisura. So even though the Rambam holds that it's not Talui and who's the active and who's passive, rather it's Talui, is it an Aseh or is it a Lav? And it's a Lav. The only thing is that the person who sees him has an Aseh. So why don't we, he has an asay for Shemei Sura. So why don't we pay any attention to that? But the answer is that first you have to be done on the Isser itself, that it is by the Lovesh. And by the Lovesh, it's a Lav. So this Lav is an Itcham B'nei Kavod HaBrius. And therefore, he has to rip it off. It is an Isser Chayav L'Poshto. In other words, the Rambam tells us the case where he sees his friend wearing it, because he's telling us a Chiddush Din. That it's Talui in the fact that the person wearing it is over in Alosaseh. So if he himself knows, so he's over on a loss to say, so of course he has to rip it off. But even if his friend sees him and meets out his friend, it's only an asay. An asay of a frusha meisura. And the lovesh, it's a los asay of wearing kalayim. So we don't take into account the fact that by him it's only an asay, by the one who sees it's only an asay of ochech tochich, of a frusha meisura, because first you have to be done on the person doing the actual avera. And the actual avera is a lav. Actually, there is a lav, he has to rip it off. There's no kavod abrius, because the question is b'cheftza. Like by the yisr kalayim. The moment you say there's an yisr kalayim here, there's a lav, and kavod abrius goes out the window. It's according to the Rambam, when there's a lav, kavod, there's no kavod abrius. And now everybody has to come and be mochiachim, be mafreshim a yisr, and therefore you rip it off. That's why the Rambam brings that case, or according to the Rambam, if that's the Rambam's gears in the Gemara. So the Gemara brings a case where he sees it on his friend. So we learn in this shir, beautiful mahalach in the Rambam, that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently, that the difference is not between Shei Baal Taisa and Kum Va'aseh, but rather the difference is between Essay and Los Essay. And when it comes to Mitzvah Sasei, the din is that Kavod Abrius is Doche. When it comes to Los Essay, Kavod Abrius is not Doche. And that's why the Rambam explains that you need a special limud by Shavuos Aveda, which is a losase. It's a losase, so how's there a p'tur of Zaka Meina Lefi Chavodo? So for that you have a pasuk, and you can't learn from there because it's din in Mammon. And you don't learn Isser from Mammon. But normally losase is there's no Kavod Abrius, only here there is Kavod Abrius. Because we have a special pasuk. That's all Das HaRambam, we also learn Das HaRosh, difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Shogeg, you don't rip it off him. Because you're passive and he's active. So since you're Shei Baal Taseh, you do have to take into account Kavod Abrius. He's Kum Va'aseh. You don't have to take into account Kavod Abrius. So it's shakul. So what do we tell you to do? We tell you just be passive. Don't do anything. But if it's Mezid, he's a Rasha. You're allowed to hit him. You're allowed to hit him. So then as soon as there's no Kavod Abrius, then you're allowed to rip it off. Okay, there's tons more to say, and I hope we will continue. It's Hashem. Help. Zocha lumhadu lamed lishma ulasa lekaimus kol divrei salma teresa behava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.